Did you consider joining other marches of Martin Luther King?
That was the only march that I had participated in with Martin Luther King. Of course, when he came to Tulsa, I've forgotten what year it was, I was one of the sponsors that helped get him here. And in the 60s, he came to Tulsa, and we arranged for him to be the speaker at an afternoon session at First Baptist Church in North Tulsa, down in Greenwood. The late Reverend Teoscar Chappelle Sr. and myself took him in an automobile and drove him to Oklahoma City across the turnpike. They had a motor caravan waiting at the turnpike. We took him across the turnpike. He got out of our car, and we came on back to Tulsa. They took him from there, and he had a rally in Oklahoma City.
You had time then to talk to him?
Oh, Paul. Yes. Oh. Then another time I had a chance to talk with him in person. Being a Baptist, he was a member of the National Baptist Convention, USA Incorporated. And he was one time the vice president of the National Baptist Congress of Christian Education, of which I'm a part. And I remember one time I had a chance to talk with him. It took me by surprise. The late Reverend Chappelle of Morning Star Baptist Church, that Mordecai Johnson, one of the national black leaders, was coming to be the special guest at the Congress of Christian Education. And he asked me to drum up some preachers to march with him in a great big auditorium. You know, you would get a group of preachers who would just line up and march in with him, you know, the outstanding speaker. And that was honor, you know, on the part of a preacher to be able to march in the line with him. And I remember after I leaned on 50 or 60 preachers to get in line to march with him, and I'm thinking that since I'm the one that got all these guys together, I'm going to be the one to march in with Mordecai Johnson. And then out of nowhere came Martin Luther King, and he came to the head of, I never told nobody that, but came up there and took my place in the march, and I had to get behind, you know, to march in. I was up front, but that was just one experience.
And you had no idea he was in town? Or?
Well, I knew he was there, but I thought he would be already on the platform.
Okay.
But I think that even then, that was a way that he got some visibility.
Do you recall when you rode in the car or anything else, any particular conversation or what you talked about with him, or can you describe him?
It's been so long.
Right. But in person, just talking to him,
just talking to him, he was an average person to talk with, just ordinary person. I mean, you know, he was a good conversationalist, but he didn't just talk about racial prejudices, just talk as any other person would.
Right.
We just chatted as we drove him across the turnpike.
But then when he'd get behind a pulpit, that's when he transformed into something special and charismatic.
That's right, yes.
So he was a pleasant, nice person.
He was a pleasant, nice person, he was.